DW.
At the Dadaab refugee camp, 34-year-old Zuleha Osman is breastfeeding her baby. The 9-month-old is resisting her mother's attempts to feed her. Osman smiles despite the deafening screams from her baby. She says if she hadn't fled Somalia seeking asylum in neighboring Kenya, she and her baby will not be alive today. The effects of climate change were harsh on her and her village. She says all surviving villagers from Somalia's Nugal region were forced to migrate to Kenya.
At least we can get food to eat where we are now. The whole year it had not rained in Somalia. All our animals died because it had not been raining. We were forced to move from our homeland due to the drought because we could not get any food to feed ourselves. In Somalia, all our neighbours were dying.
Osman is among the lucky few that survived the 2018 drought in Somalia, where all their crops had withered, along with their livestock. Camels and goats, which are their main source of livelihood, also died due to lack of water and pasture. Increasing competition for resources, such as water, led to local tensions that triggered further intercommunal fight. Osman says that everybody noticed when Somalia's climate changed.
The whole country has changed. Everything is dry and dying now due to climate change. Where we were living, the drought was so bad that we could not even get any food for weeks. It's not that we are running away from conflict and war. We are running away from hunger.
A recent report by the UN says that the frequency of droughts has increased. Currently, there is a drought every 2 or 3 years, approximately, compared to 1 every 7 years during the 1980s. The increasing numbers of droughts were a direct consequence of climate change, the UN said. Over the years, as the instances of violence-related displacement went down, that of climate-related shocks soared. 41-year-old Musa Farouk, who migrated from Somalia's Bayan village in Badul region in 2015 and crossed into Kenya with his family, also fled due to climate change. He says he lost 2 of his children to hunger and blames himself for not running away from the harsh climate sooner. He was a nomadic pastoralist, just like many people in Somalia, with over 100 camels, cows and goats. Now in northern Kenya, he has 10 goats. He said most of his livestock in Somalia died and he sold the remaining cattle just before he set off to Kenya at a throwaway price.
There was hunger everywhere. Our cows died. You know, things are bad when even camels die. 2 of my children died. Those who remained in Somalia also died. We didn't run away because of Al-Shabaab militants. We ran away because of the hunger.
Farouk and his 2 surviving children came to Kenya in 2016, but left Somalia on foot in late 2015. Farouk says that in his community, where almost everyone was illiterate, people believed they had angered gods.
Most of the people in my community said that the reason we never received any rain is because we had angered the rain gods, because we love fighting amongst each other. But when we got to Kenya's Dadaab refugee camp, we learned about the effects of climate change.
UNESCO, together with NGOs, taught them about climate change, its causes, and how to adapt to effects of climate change. He recalls that for a long time, there was no rain at all. But then, when it did rain, it came down as a flash flood, killing people. The gigantic masses were soaked up by the earth within a few hours because the soil was so dry. Somalia is one of the least contributors to greenhouse gases in the world. Farouk tells me that in their language, they don't even have a word for climate change. He said he shed a tear when he found out that poor developing countries, such as his own, who emit the least pollution with a terrible infrastructure that cannot deal with climate impacts, suffer the most.
We were taught about how the wealthy countries never suffer like us due to climate change. They harm the environment, but we in Africa are the ones who suffer. I want world leaders to sit down and see that those who ruined our climate are the ones that should cater for us, because we suffer a lot. When I was growing up, there were wild animals everywhere in lush green fields with beautiful trees. Now, it is just dry earth.
Farouk says he hopes world leaders are going to enact better environmental policies, helping Africa deal with the effects of climate change. Osman agrees and calls on local leaders.
Our local leaders should actually step up and help our citizens get educated on climate change. They should come up with climate policies that protect us nomads. Somalia is my home, and I have to adapt to the changing climate. We can no longer keep livestock or grow any crops. I'm thinking instead to make clay pots for sale or turn to bread making to make a living.
However, she says, she knows that she can't return to her village that has already become uninhabitable. Andrew Wasike, DW, Dadaab, Kenya.
DW.